some of that.
Hey, you can record the whole thing when we get through, man. You know.
It's not kind of funny in the background.
What would you use to fry eggs in?
Frying pan. Skillet.
What about something big and black that people used to boil clothes in?
That's a big black kettle.
What would you call this container here?
Vase.
What are eating utensils you might have at a table?
Knife, fork, and spoon.
And if you had steaks, you might have to get out the
steak knives.
If the dishes are dirty, you say, it's almost supper time. Before we can have supper, we should have some clean dishes.
Mm-hmm.
You might say, I must
wash the dishes.
After she washes the dishes, she must
dry, set the table.
Uh-huh. And sometimes after you wash dishes, you might pour a little
dishwashing liquid.
And after you wash them, you might just pour a little clear water over them. You call that
rinsing.
No. What would you call something you might use to dry the dishes with?
Dish towel.
And what would you call one that you might wipe your face with or something?
Wash rag.
After bathing, what would you use to dry yourself with?
A towel.
If you turn on the water pipe at the kitchen sink, what would you do?
Turn it off.
And what would you call it?
The knob? Just the handle, the water knob.
Mm-hmm. Somebody might say, turn on the...
Well, some people call them spigots.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Would you ever call that a faucet?
Yeah, faucet.
Would there be a difference between a spigot and a faucet?
That's really hard to say, you know?
If it were outside in the yard...
It would be a spigot, I'd say, yeah.
If it was really cold last night, the water pipes might
freeze up.
And if they freeze up and they might...
Worse.
People used to buy a large quantity of flour and something about this high and maybe this big around. They call it
flour sack.
And sometimes to ship it, they might have to put it in something made of wood.
Crate.
Uh-huh. And something sometimes that they put pickles in and things like that.
Crock barrel.
Uh-huh. And what would you call it?
Crockett barrel.
Yeah, what would Crockett barrel be?
Well, you know, it's just a big round barrel, you know, super big than normal, you know.
Yeah.
And if you got pickles in it, you call it a crock barrel, a brine barrel, something like that.
Yeah.
And, let's see, if you got crackers in it, you call it a cracker barrel.
Yeah.
You
know. What would you call a little barrel that you might get beer out of or something?
Let's see. A keg.
What did molasses come in?
Molasses?
This was a long time ago.
Sir, molasses would come in a barrel too, I'd say.